Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Pittsburgh's news, weather, and traffic station. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is John David Luongo. He is the mayor of Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania, and it is good to have the mayor back on the program with us. Hello, sir. How are you?
Rick, hey, thank you so much for having me back on. It's such a pleasure to join you today.
I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you last night. I saw you across the room as we were wrapping up some of our coverage on the debate, and I know that you were there to take it all in. What was your response? What do you think about what you heard last night from the candidates running for Senate?
Yes, sir. So let me first say that the production was fantastic. Newsmax did a great job. Big fan of Greta Van Susteren as well, so it was a real pleasure to see her moderate. As far as the candidates are concerned, Mr. Dayton, we have a lot of impressive individuals up on that stage, but I have to say, I think my vote is going to Mr. McCormick. I was most impressed by what he had to say yesterday evening, impressed again, you know, by his business acumen, the fact that he's a veteran from our area, West Point graduated, is impressive in and of itself. I think that his message is going to resonate with voters, not just in the Republican Party, but across the Commonwealth.
How could a Marine say nice things about an Army guy? I mean, I'm that kind of shocks me a little. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm absolutely kidding. But obviously, you as a combat veteran and he have those sorts of things in common, and it makes sense. What do the people in Slippery Rock say? What are the things that are most important to them, not only in this Senate race, but in the House races and the governor's race? What are the things that matter to the people of your borough?
Yes, sir. So first and foremost, you know, for citizens in places like Slippery Rock Borough, in small town USA, as I like to call it, or in rural Pennsylvania, like Slippery Rock, like Grove City, where we were last night, folks are hurting in their pocketbooks, first and foremost. You know, they're looking at the price of gas, of course. Inflation is on the rise at an exponential rate. The buying power that folks have is dwindling. And, of course, you know, this is first and foremost on their mind. And past that, you know, folks are starting to get a little bit disenamored, I'll say, with the infighting or the attacking, at least on the Republican side, because say what you want about the Democratic Party, Mr. Dayton. The thing is that whenever they have a mission in front of them, they get in lockstep. They all march to the beat of the same drum, and they get the job done. And it's impressive to watch them operate. If the Republican Party doesn't put aside this infighting here very quickly, then we're going to be in trouble come November.
We heard a number of the candidates last night talk about whether or not there were factions within the Republican Party. Some said, yes, there are. Some say, no, I think that it's pretty unified. Were you surprised at the difference in opinion of those major candidates last night?
You know, I am surprised, but I do think that it's really easy whenever you're operating on a larger scale, you know, and you're running for an office the size of, say, the United States Senate or right. for Congress for governor. It's really easy to get caught in an echo chamber in those larger crowds, you know, up the ladder, if you will. And it's very difficult sometimes to get in touch with what's going on the ground. And so what I'm seeing on the ground here is, yes, we do have a little bit of divisiveness, some fractioning in the Republican Party. You know, some folks are talking about, you know, whether or not the candidates that we're putting up are too polarizing. Some are saying that they're not strong enough in their rhetoric or in their stance on what would be considered traditional conservative values and principles. And so you do have a differing opinions. And I think that that's most evident in the polling. You heard time and again last night that there are still a lot of folks in Western Pennsylvania, especially, that are still not decided on who they'd like to vote for the Senate. And if after spending tens of millions of dollars, they haven't decided, we're only, of course, a couple of weeks away from the May 17th primary, then it sounds to me like there's still a lot of work to be done on the part of those candidates to win over those voters.
Yeah, no, and there's no question that when you look at the amount of money that has already been spent, and I think that somebody made this point last night as well, and it seems to me it's Mr. Bartos who made the comment when he was talking about McCormick and Oz, simply saying, hey, if you spent that much money and your numbers are only at 20 or 22%, I'd like some of my money back. I mean, it got a bit of a laugh there last night, too, because I do think there's a lot of people say, hey, we're spending a tremendous amount of money, and to what end, right?
Sure, sure. And that's, another thing that voters on our level down here on the ground, as I like to call it, are also not really enthused about. You know, it's
can't understand. We can't comprehend that kind of money, can we? We just can't.
No, yeah. No, of course not. You know, and meanwhile, there are those of us in Slippery Rock that are, just trying to fill a gas tank. You know, right. You look at $80 whenever you're filling up and you're thinking, my goodness, these folks are throwing around tens of millions of dollars. And for what? But, you know, of course, on the inverse, we understand it's very important that you're getting the word out whenever it comes, to being a viable candidate, making sure that everybody across the Commonwealth or across the region gets to hear your message. And so I understand, why you would spend so much time and money on doing that. But the thing that I really like is whenever I get to see candidates come and meet us on the ground level, come and shake hands and touch skin, as I like to say it,
yep.
And really make those connections with voters.
Yeah, good stuff. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for being on KDK. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Mr. Dayton, for having me. It's always a pleasure, sir.
Yep, John David Longo, he is the mayor of Slippery Rock, and he's our guest here on KDKA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.